Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me once again after all these years. 11 years today. This is our 11th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Pretty close to our website. We launched, I guess we launched it about the same time. Maybe a little bit before the show actually went live. Can't remember exactly. But November 17th, 1997, I stood here in the studio and in my studio in my office, and broadcast the very first Small Business Advocate Show. Cleta Mitchell was my first guest. I'll never forget that. With the NFIB, she was chief counsel for the NFIB. She was my first guest, and she's been back again since then. And then. We started doing the reason I started doing this, just to give you a little bit of background, because this is a small business story, not unlike yours. Perhaps you'll see yourself a little bit in this. I had an idea. I believe that there was something out there, that there was something missing out there, that there were people who weren't being served, and I believe those people were small business owners. I was already serving small business owners as a consultant. I was working one-on-one with small business owners, and I had the crazy idea that nobody was talking to small business owners in a way that would allow them to get the information they need without having to ask for it. Because here's one thing I learned when I worked for small businesses as a consultant. I found out that many of them, not so much the ones who I worked with, because obviously they wouldn't be asking me for help if they were like this. But I ran into a lot of small business owners who were reluctant to ask for help because they believed that they had this idea that if they were in business already and there was something that they didn't know and they let you know they didn't know and they asked for help, somehow that would make them weak. That would make them seem uncompetitive. That would make them seem maybe not even, maybe they would even make them seem that they were not smart. Certainly uneducated, at least on that issue, right? And I saw a lot of that. And I said, and so I thought, how can we fix that? What do we have to do to get, because this is a human thing. This is a human thing. This is not something that you just train people to do. This is a human emotion. None of us want to feel like we're ignorant. None of us want to feel like we don't know stuff. We want to feel like we know things. We want to be confident of knowing things. We know that information is power. And if we don't have the information, we're not powerful. We're less than powerful. And certainly, you know, uncompetitive and maybe a little ashamed of that we don't know something. I'm that way. We're all that way. It's a natural emotion to have. So I thought, how do we fix that? Well, what if we made that information, the ability to acquire that information, what if we made that available to small business owners in a venue where they could listen and ultimately where they could read this information without having to tell anybody that that's where they got it? What if they could just sort of listen in? What if they could just turn the radio on or the internet on or whatever, and they could find what they wanted and nobody had to know how they got it? And so 1 minute they didn't know something and 10 minutes later they knew something. And so if in a future conversation or in a future decision that they might make, now they're armed with the information. And nobody has to know that 10 minutes ago they didn't know. They didn't have to ask anybody. They were able to get smart without having to ask anybody or having to reveal to anybody that they didn't know. Well, That's really the crux. That's the essence of why I started doing what I'm doing right now, because I wanted to be able to get this information out in my voice and in the voices of the really smart people in our brain trust. And so that's what we started doing. We invited people on the show over the years. And in 1998, we founded the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, which is nothing more than just accumulating smart people who wanted to come back and talk to you about what they knew. And that's what we've done. We've accumulated a brain trust of hundreds and hundreds of hundreds, probably on people who come back on a fairly regular basis, probably close to 1,000 people, 1,600 in all since we began. And I want to talk about that and some more things. What's been going on since we did this? How have things been going for small business owners in the last 11 years? What have we been going through? I want to talk about that and bring us right up to the present. Maybe look over into the future right after these messages. Stay with me.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for helping me celebrate my 11th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show and our parent organization, which is a small business, which is just so happens to be the corporation that I own, that owns all of our brands, including the Small Business Advocate Show. It's Small Business Network, Inc., and we founded it in 97 as well, at the same time that we started doing our show. And a little bit later on, we were nationally syndicated and have been ever since we started in 97. In January of 98, coming up on 11 years this January, we started simulcasting on the Internet, all the stuff that we do. In other words, it was going out over the radio, but at the same time, it was going out over the Internet. Now, this is back. Think about this, folks. This was in 98. Windows, Microsoft didn't even have a media player in those days. If you've been broadcasting, if you've been simulcasting on the Internet before there was a Windows media player, that makes you a pioneer. I don't know if you know that or not, but it does. And plus, there was almost no broadband back in those days. It was all 99% of everything, every connection was dial-up, and yet we were streaming on the Internet way back in those days. So we've come a long way, and now we've got, most people have broadband. It makes it a lot easier, a lot more fun, a lot more effective to stream on the Internet. Of course, we've been doing that now all these years and trying to make it more information available to you. Let's talk about, I want to talk about where we were in those days when I started doing my show back in 97. In 97, the economy, the Internet was really emerging as something that was pretty, it was kind of a novelty to a large degree. I mean, people were building websites. We built our first one in 97, and most people still didn't have email in those days. I mean, there were a lot of people did, but most people didn't have an email address. And, people were still just getting, they were just starting to adopt these things, the Internet, the websites, the email, that kind of thing. Technology was just starting to really catch on in a big way. And so... And the truth is, there was quite a bit of hysteria that grew, 97, 98, 99, quite a bit of hysteria that grew out of all this, because, you know, and in fact there were a lot of things that were built, a lot of companies were started that never should have been started, because we know that in 2000 they collapsed. So many of the dot coms turned into dot bombs, and they collapsed. And the truth is, an awful lot of the economic growth and excitement that we had in the 90s, a lot of it was really not justified. A lot of it was just smoke and mirrors. And so what happened was after the collapse of 2000, with the little recession, the stock market crashed, and basically in the Nasdaq and the Dow crashed around March or so of 2000. That happened, and then in the recession after that, then we were attacked in 2001, and we had, by the way, we also had Y2K in the middle of all that, when we converted from 99 to 2000. We had that excitement. And then we've had other things. We had the corporate malfeasance with WorldCom, Enron, Tyco, and et cetera, on and on. We had a lot of that stuff. So we've had a lot of turbulent times. But the one thing that if you'll notice, almost everything that I just told you about that turned out not to be so good, none of it was really small business. Yeah, okay. A lot of those dot-coms, they were startups. They started small business. But the only way they were allowed to become to grow to any size and then to ultimately collapse was the money that came in from big business, from venture capitalists and Wall Street. So if you look back over the last several years, the only really look at all the things that I just said. Look at all the ups and downs that we've had. And now we've got this issue that we've got going on right now. We've had all this this financial turmoil that we're experiencing right now. Most of that was not the doing of small business. It was somebody else. It was another group. Primarily the Wall Street. Now I know it sounds like I'm picking on Wall Street, and I guess I am. Because the thing that I like about what you do, small business owners, and the reason that I love serving you so much is because of the values that you stand for. You stand for the economy. You stand for the marketplace. You stand for trust. You stand for reliability. You stand for relationships that matter. You stand for adding value at every turn, because you know that if you don't add value at every turn, that you will be rejected by the marketplace. That's what happens. As a small business owner, if you don't add value at every turn, every time there's another element, another step in a transaction, in a relationship, if value isn't added, people go away. They reject you. And see, that's the thing that keeps me focused on Main Street, keeps me focused on small business. Because there are opportunities out there, especially on Wall Street, where people can actually package and repackage securities to the point where there is no value added, but yet there still is another transaction. Money is made, but no value is added. And that's what's gotten us to the point we are right now. So, small business owners, this is why I keep saying that we can't count on other people. We can't count on other people to bail us out of this thing. The government can't do it. Wall Street can't do it. Big corporations can't do it. Small business owners, it's going to have to be you and me. We'll talk about the future when we come back. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you for allowing me to talk a little bit about our 11 years on the air. This is our 11th anniversary. We're going to be celebrating a little bit all week long. At the end of the week, I'm going to wrap up the week with a few thoughts. And during the week, we're going to have some of the best people in the world on the show. These are all people who've been with me. Some of them have been with me. For example, tomorrow, Karen Kerrigan is going to be on the show. She's about to have her 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. That's the kind of commitment that we get out of these people. These are the kind of folks, these are the kind of high-quality individuals we have in our Brain Trust, ladies and gentlemen. People who just want to come back time after time. Tim Berry is another one. He's going to be on in the next hour, and he's been with me now for, in something like January, February, he's going to be his 11th anniversary. I mean, these are people who have been doing this a long time, and they care a lot about what you're doing. And, folks, that's the reason why. If I get kind of depressed about where we are, about the challenges we've got in our economy, not only national but global economy, and there are plenty of things to be worried about, to be concerned about. What I do is think about the future with regard to small business. You know what, folks? We're going to make it. Now, the small business as a whole will make it. We'll be fine, because the world can't do without us. The world needs us. And let me tell you what else, small business owners. The world needs us more today than they've ever needed us. We are more a part of the fabric of the marketplace, of the global marketplace, than we've ever been before. So many years, small businesses were just little mom-and-pop backwater organizations, and if one went out of business, another one popped right up and took their place. Today, the 21st century, it's more than that. We're more than that. We're more a part of, we're more integrated into the overall fabric of the global economy. And small business owners can't, they can, the economy can't do without us. Because when I hear of a corporation laying people off, I know that that sounds bad, and it's unfortunate for the people who got laid off. But guess what? Somebody's still going to have to do those jobs. Remember this, folks. When a major corporation lays off people, part of what they're getting laid off for is because their business is off. But that's not all of it. Part of the reason those people are getting laid off is because they're trying to cut their costs, cut their expenses, so they can keep their stock from taking a dive. So that means that some of the people who are getting laid off are still needed in that company. So somebody's going to have to do that work. And all that does is create future opportunity for a small business. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the evidence is clear. We have the evidence in front of us. It's the reason why small business has grown so much and has become such a huge part of this economy, more than it's ever been before, because when the economy turns around, whenever corporations start thinking about growing again, they're going to be more likely to hire you or me and me to do the job as a contractor, as an integrated vendor, an integrated partner with them. They're more likely to hire us to do that work than they are to hire a new employee. Because all they have to do is contract with you and me, an employee they have to adopt, basically. That's the future, small business owners. That's our future. And I hope, and this is what I've seen, this is what I've seen in my long career in the marketplace. And these are the things that I've observed in the last 11 years. Small business owners, we're going through a tough time right now. There's going to be some pain. There's going to be some blood. I just can't sugarcoat it. Over the next few quarters, probably, hopefully, I pray that it'll be no later than that a year. I pray that a year from now we're coming out of this. But I will tell you, small business owners, this is a time to be focusing on the fundamentals. Believe in yourself. Believe that the marketplace, the economy, will come back, because it will. And here's the thing that I'm so excited about. If we can just keep our focus on this, ladies and gentlemen, you and I, small business owners, are going to be a bigger part of the future, even then, than we are now. Because of the way it's going, more and more, the more you and I are able to step up in a sophisticated way and take a piece of the business, and be a part of a bigger company, be a part of the larger economy, the more you and I can do that, and we can do that with technology now. The more you and I can do that, the more we're going to be a bigger part of the future. All we got to do is make sure that we survive. That's going to be the key for all of us, that we survive to get on the other side of this thing that we're in. Thanks again for allowing me to serve you for 11 years. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back in the next hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.